Evening. I'm not the main preacher, Gibson Balcom. He is, I believe, at the Freed Hardeman camp this week. So he'll be there helping them out, and making sure that they have a good time learning about the gospel. And tonight, I'll be talking about part of a speech from Teddy Roosevelt. He gave a speech back in 1910 that's become known as the Man in the Arena. Some of you may know it, but I'm going to quote a portion of it for my lesson tonight. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. And I'll pause there in the speech for a second. You know, I know we all have people in our lives, family, friends, that maybe criticize us, they look down on us, or whatever they may do. They criticize us, they nitpick us. But it's the people that actually do the work are the ones that matter. And Teddy goes on to say, the credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Teddy Roosevelt. And just like back then, you know, here today in the church, we need our men and women to be able to stand up and jump into the fight. We have a big spiritual fight in our hands every day here. And as Christians, it's not our job to sit back and nitpick others that are actually doing work. There's no great honor in the critic who doesn't do anything or does very little. You know, most societies, they love a strong man. You know, here in our country, we have movies like Rambo, Sylvester Stallone, and we have Arnold Schwarzenegger. We like the strong man, the big man. But to some degree, we focus too much on maybe one or a few men taking over and having to do the work. We all need to have an active part. We all need to enter into that arena. Now, being a Christian is not a part-time job. It's not a spectator sport. It's not something that you can just step away from. You can't take a vacation from it. And I've noticed over the years here, sometimes when something happens in somebody's life, whether it's a challenge or a change in their life, sometimes one of the first things they cut is going to church or doing things for the Lord. And I would encourage you to stay in the fight or to get back into the fight. We can see the world around us and tell that now more than ever, we need every Christian strong man, every Christian strong woman we can find. And we'll look at a few verses here. First verse we'll look at is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. I'll be reading from the New American Standard Version. That was 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. Who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed, and do not fear their intimidation, and do not be troubled, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence, and keep a good conscience, so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame. For it is better if God should will it so, that you should suffer for doing what is right rather than for doing what is wrong. We'll go flip back to James, look at a couple of verses there. First one's from James chapter 1, verses 22 to 24. That was James 1, 22 to 24. But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. And the last verse we'll look at is James chapter 4, verse 17. This one always gets me thinking. It's a good one to think about if you ever doubt yourself, if you have an opportunity before you. James 4:17 says, therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. So it's not enough to avoid not doing bad things. You have to do good. When you see good, you have to do good. If you avoid it, it's the same as doing the bad. So, in conclusion with tonight's lesson, you know, even when people are attacking us out in the world, or friends, family, or just passerbys, strangers in the world, we must stay focused and driven to be the doers of the word. And if we see good that we can do, then we must do it. We must all be strong men and women for Christ. Take up the hard work. Remember, the critic who sits back, mocks others for working, they don't really have a lot of honor in sitting back and only being a critic. The best way to keep moving forward, to grow spiritually and numerically here, is to stay hyper-focused on being doers of the word. If you feel tonight that you've slipped away, or if you need encouragement from the members here, from the elders here, we'd ask that, or if you need to be baptized at this time, we'd ask you to come forward as we stand and sing, and one of the elders will be here to assist you.
Bring Christ, Lord, glorified, so glorified, he will create anew. May